Wilfred Igo Jr. wrapped his fingers around the pumpkin-shaped rock, moved it a half inch to the left, then waited to die. He held his breath, listening for further grinding sounds, for the sound of settling rocks, the sounds of certain death. No sounds came. He let out a long sigh of relieved tension. "Just a little more, Will," said his friend Samuel, who stood behind him in the cramped cave, watching for any signs of settling. Will could only grunt in response. The light from Samuel's mining helmet jittered from side to side, up and down, bouncing all over the rough gray rock that filled Will's hands. Will's own helmet lay behind him and to the right. He'd had to take it off to squeeze into the narrow crawl space among the cluster of ancient boulders. The headlamp's illumination was the first light this pitch-black place had known in decades, possibly centuries. Sunlight had never graced the interior of the cave, not this far into the zone of perpetual darkness.
"Stop moving that damn light, Samuel," Will said, growling out the words. "If I move this rock the wrong way, we're all goners."
Samuel's light stopped bouncing, but only for a moment, then began flittering about again, following the excited movements of his head. Will fought down his irritation and tried to concentrate, which wasn't easy, considering his position. He was wedged into the crawl space that he, Samuel, and Douglas had made over the last 3 days. The space was part of a much larger tunnel that led steadily down into the mountain. Will's head was at the low end of that incline, his body lying in powdery cave silt. It felt like going down a slide head first, although he wasn't actually moving, especially if he couldn't budge that boulder. But removing the rock wasn't the real problem. He had to move it right. He had to move it just so. The boulders surrounding him were remnants of an ancient cave-in. You couldn't tell how these rocks had settled against one another. Move out a linchpin rock, even a tiny one, and sudden settling would crush anything lying below.
"Come on, Will,"
Samuel said. His excited voice rang off the dead stone walls.
"Try a little to the left."
"Up yours, Anderson,"
Will said. He wrestled with the chunk of limestone, his thick arms shaking with a combination of exhaustion and concerted effort. Thousands of years ago, this passage had housed a swiftly churning underground river. Now all that remained of the ancient stream was the tunnel itself and a floor of bone-dry silt, 2 inches thick and as fine as high-grade flour. That same silt coated Will's sweaty skin. Sweat dripped from his face, the inverted position making it seem as if it ran up his neck, up his cheeks, and into his stinging eyes. Will heard his own labored breathing as he wrestled with the rock, which had already split open 2 of his knuckles. His breath sounded loud, not because of the claustrophobically confined space, but because there were no background sounds. 100 yards into the cave and all sounds ceased. Not even the insects made noise, although that far down the insects were strange indeed. Blind crickets with fragile antennae twice as long as their body, tiny beetles that burrowed ceaselessly into the sand, and ghostly white, long-legged spiders that had never felt the faintest trickle of sun.
"Sam, keep that fucking light still!"
To Sam, the opportunity to take the cave deep into the rock layers, to travel through the mountain as if they were a blood cell in the circulatory system of the very stone itself, was like heaven on earth. Sam couldn't wait to get through this cave-in and continue exploring the tunnel. Will also wanted to know what lay beyond, but for the moment he didn't give a good goddamn about the tunnel or geology or the fact that he had to piss like a racehorse. His world narrowed to his hands, his arms, and the damn stubborn pumpkin-shaped boulder streaked with his blood.
"Try a little to the left," Samuel said again.
"Yeah, thanks for the tip, Einstein," Will said.
But for lack of a better idea, he pushed it hard to the left. It slid a good 2 inches.
"Oh, shoot," Samuel said. "Holy moly, it's moving!"